In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies, Turbo Reader, and the important new book called The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
For many years, the United Nations has been conniving to devise a way to impose direct taxes on the American people so the UN will not have to depend on congressional appropriations. If that ever happens, it would make the UN an enormously powerful organization. It would truly give us world government over which we Americans would have no control. Senator Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma has just discovered that the UN Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, called the OECD, which receives a fourth of its big budget from the United States, is trying to set up a system whereby the United Nations would levy direct taxes on the American people. Senator Inhofe says it's ridiculous that we would support such a group. Senator Inhofe has introduced a bill he calls the Exit the OECD Act because, as he said, "I refuse to allow American tax dollars to support organizations that aim to hurt the U.S. taxpayers and lobby to tax Americans." Incidentally, the OECD bureaucrats, like other U.N. bureaucrats, receive their salaries tax-free, yet they consistently push for higher taxes on us. Now, you may think you are paying high taxes, but in the world at large, the United States is considered a low-tax country. That's a main reason why our economy is so powerful and so prosperous. Other countries are jealous of us, and they want to force us into their practice of imposing higher taxes. Other countries impose high taxes in order to pay for an extravagant social welfare system and for the extravagant habits of their corrupt totalitarian dictators. I suggest that you ask your members of Congress to pass a resolution stating that if the United Nations ever imposes any kind of direct tax on Americans, that will be the day when the United States pulls out of the United Nations.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The attacks by the UN on American liberty and sovereignty must not continue. Please write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for up-to-date information on the United Nations. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or visit our website at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. and make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says, don't use a big word where a diminutive one will suffice. Derry Brownfield.
Hello there. Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Somebody used our studio yesterday. Jeff left me a good pen, better than those El Cheapos that I usually use.
I need a good pen. I like that pen you use, that yellow freight pen.
Yeah.
That's a good pen.
Yeah, they are. My son being a yellow freighter, teamster, they make them buy those pens. He buys 100 at a time at 30 cents a piece. They're $30 a 100, and then that's my Christmas present. I get a year supply of pens. But this one is a dandy. I don't know where it came from, but somebody left it here. Now, Jeff and I had a little discussion a moment ago. How did we get into this chicken in every pot of corn, every garage?
Well, you asked me what happened 75 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have no idea. I had no idea.
I was around 75 years ago.
Barely.
Barely. Well, the only president I can remember is Franklin Roosevelt, and that's what we're talking about here. I mean, up until I was out of high school, I was a junior or a senior in high school when Roosevelt died and Truman took over. But anyway, it was in January 1933, on January the 18th, so it was exactly 75 years ago today, that President Herbert Hoover turned over his depression to Franklin Roosevelt. And it was Hoover that said, a chicken in every pot and a car in every garage. And back in those days, a chicken was worth something. You know, people knew what to do with a live chicken. They knew how to get it defeathered and in a pot and made chicken and dumplings out of the older chickens. And they fried the young ones in the summertime. And we didn't have freezers, so you didn't have frying-sized chickens much in the wintertime. But anyway, I remember growing up in some of the poems, you know, when Hoover was president, the land was a sight, and the rabbits were scarce, and the fish wouldn't bite, and the men were too ragged to go anywhere, and the women wore flour sack underwear. Now, I can't use these things in banquet speeches anymore, but I used to. Because, see, when I first started doing banquet speeches back in the late 60s and early 70s, there were a lot of people that went through the Depression and remembered all that stuff. And I'd do my little thing about the women wearing flour sack underwear, and I'd say, how many of you in here can remember the flour sack underwear? And good gosh, hands would go up all over the place. And I'd say, now, looky there. I said, remember the women wore the flour sack underwear. Remember how many men raised their hands? But anyway, it was kind of a fun time getting out of the Depression. Now, Herbert Hoover, when he was elected, he went into office with the slogan, the chicken in every pot and the car in every garage. And I don't remember what a 1928 model car looked like. But I can remember the first car I can remember was about a 35 or 36 Plymouth that my mother had. But anyhow, we had pretty good cars back in those days, and they had a lot of iron in them, and you could bounce them over rough roads, and except for the fact that the brakes are better today and the headlights are better today and they start every time today, I like the old cars really better. You know, I mean, they held together so much better than these today we have. My wife hit a deer, cost $6,000 to hit one deer. And anyway, now back to Herbert Hoover and Roosevelt. Roosevelt took over, as this little thing here says, he took over the Depression. The Depression, I'm going to talk a little bit about that. But yesterday, before I do, yesterday, Craig Smith, our Craig Smith, SwissAmerica.com, was on Neil Cavuto on Fox News. And Cavuto let him talk. I mean, Cavuto, he's one of the better of all the people on Fox. He's one of the few that will really let people say what they need to say. And he really gave Craig a much more rein than he does most of his people that he interviews. And he let him on for quite a few minutes and didn't interrupt him too much. But anyway, now, Craig did an excellent job, but he didn't say some of the things that he says on my show. He toned it down a little, and him and Neil had visited about this ahead of time, and Neil said, you know, that's a little too much. You need to tame it down a little bit. But he did. He, like I said, he didn't say exactly the same things he says here. But he did go into pretty good detail, and he got his message across. I thought he did an excellent job. So then this morning, I find out that President Bush is going to give every taxpayer some money, up to $800. And Beth said, you know, she said, I got $600 out of that back several years ago. In other words, they want to get this economy rolling. Remember the other day I said Bush had the plunge protection team come in? The plunge protection team are all the head financiers in the country and the financial experts, so to say. And they come in and they advise him on what to do. And what they actually do is put money in the stock market when it starts down. Oh, I meant to... Jeff, see if John can get you what the Dow is right now during this commercial break, because it falls in line with what we're talking about. Stay tuned. Our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
And we have returned. Well, Jeff did exactly what I asked him to do, and I know now where the Dow stands, at least as of minutes ago. The Dow, momentarily at least, is at 12,280. Now, on December the 31st, it was at 13,195. In other words, the Dow has lost almost 1,000 points in 18 days, something like that. Now, that's not quite 10%. And you look at that and you say, boy, that's terrible. But it depends upon how long you've been in the market and what stocks they're looking at. But 10% isn't a lot if you have been in the market for years. But now if you just bought in, hey, 10% is a killer, okay? In the meantime, back at the ranch, the gold market and gold yesterday, I don't have today's fix, but and we won't till later in the afternoon, but yesterday gold was at $879.90. It was it has been over $900. Now, let's look at some figures here. In August of 2007, gold has gone from $650 to $887. That's up 23% in 5 months. Now let's look at, and here gold and oil are almost the same. Every time gold goes up, oil goes up. Every time gold comes down, oil comes down, or vice versa. I'd say the oil is the one that's pulling the strings. But if the dollar, let's go back to the percentage-wise. Gold and oil have run almost together. The price of gold has risen 239% since 2001. The price of oil has risen 267%. That means if the dollar had remained as good as gold, as we've said time and time again, since 2001, oil today would be selling for $30 a barrel. But it's not. Okay. Now, back to the Dow. It's down, and it's lost, like I said, almost 10% in 18 days. And as we mentioned earlier, the president called in his plunge protection team. He's going to try to do something to stop this thing. Now, the plunge protection team is this group of supposedly experts in the financial business, and they have access to money, and they pump up the stock market when it starts down. Now, whether they're putting money into it now or not, I don't know. They might be, because the Dow's just a little bit higher now, I think, than it was yesterday afternoon. I don't know. But this thing, when it starts down, and they definitely, we know for a fact that they did that. And for a long time, the plunge protection team was just like the North American Union. Nobody was supposed to know about it. It didn't exist. That's just all in your head. Now they come out and say, yeah, we did. We propped this thing up during 9/11. I would say they're probably doing it again. But when we come back, I'm going to tell you how Bush is going to straighten this whole thing out. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
And we have returned. Now, President Bush is going to straighten all this economic problems out. He is going to give us $800. Us, if you are a taxpayer. Beth said the other day, we were talking about this in the office a while ago. In fact, Beth tipped me off that she had seen this on Good Morning America someplace this morning, and we got the information now. But she said she got $600 back some years ago just because it was a handout. And I said, I didn't get anything. And then that was because I was a farmer in the cattle business and didn't pay any taxes back in those days. Anyway, Bush is considering an individual tax rebate of up to $800 as a short-term measure to help boost the sagging U.S. economy. Amid economic news that has united lawmakers and the Federal Reserve on the need to revive U.S. growth. So apparently the lawmakers are behind this thing. The Federal Reserve definitely is. Bush will propose policies, not dollar amounts, because details of the plan must be hammered out with the Democratic-controlled Congress. Now, he's talking here about $800. The White House has discussed its support for a tax rebate of as much as $800 for individual taxpayers. Congressional Democrats are suggesting they would be willing to suspend their own budget rules. Now, these are the Democrats. And accept the tax break without first figuring out how to pay for it. Well, that's typical of Democrats and Republicans, I might add, all right? House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Congress would have an economy-boosted package ready by January the 28th. Now, what's important about January the 28th? Well, that's when our great leader gives us his State of the Union speech. Bush does believe that short-term temporary measures are needed to help the economy through the period. Now, that's the end of the article. However, I look at it a little differently than that. I think they're prolonging the agony. And I have to go along with our good friend Johnny Oliver on that. He says, hey, we're on a steep slope going downhill. Let's just get a toboggan, all of us get on it, and crash as fast as we can so we can work our way back up. Now, he's not alone in that, because I'll show you here in a little bit, there's several other people saying the same thing, that it's going to take more of a problem to get us out of this. Now, this is what they're saying in Europe. This is coming from the Executive Intelligence Review. An experienced European banker said the problems of 2008 are completely different than those we saw in 2007. Now, remember, just 18 days ago, it was 2007, all right? He says, we have entered a period in which large banks and financial firms are opening their books to external auditors after having announced losses for the fourth quarter of 2007. These external audits are now finding different values than those previously announced. We might expect a whole series of aggravated balance sheets, including legal bankruptcies of banks and financial companies. Now, see, it's just been recently that these banks have actually disclosed the information. We've talked about this in the past. Several of the big banks have said, hey, look what happened to us. Here's what it is. And they haven't been keeping books just like you and I have to keep books. And I think back, it was back in the 80s when I was on the bank board. Just a little country bank, no big deal. And I remember when the feds would come in and the state examiners and the federal examiners would come in, and they would nitpick over just a little bitty dinky something that didn't amount to a diddly-doo-dad, all right? Where were they when all this was taking place? Why didn't they see this thing happening? Why didn't they? They said the books are open to outside. What did it say here? The books are open to external auditors. Well, wouldn't you say the federal bank examiners would be external auditors? Why didn't they catch this? Bush has now announced that his team of economic advisors is putting together an economic stimulus package. Now, I don't know if that's what he's calling this $800 supposedly or not. It will be unveiled on, as I said, the 28th during his State of the Union speech. The goal is to rev up consumer spending and slow down business construction. In other words, if you're one of the lucky people that get $800 from the federal government, you're not supposed to buy a gold coin with it at $800 an ounce. You're supposed to go to Walmarts and spend it. That's what makes the economy go, okay? Buy as much of that Chinese stuff as you possibly can. Hey, we'll make this economy roll, right? The goal is to rev up sagging consumer spending and slow down business contraction. Now, this is coming out of the United Kingdom Telegraph. This is a newspaper. It dubbed the stimulus plan Bush's New Deal. New Deal. Remember that. Bush's New Deal. Write that down. Bush's New Deal. And I'll tell you about those new dealers right after this message.
the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices traded flat Thursday following Fed speak urging a timely, targeted, and temporary government stimulus package. Gold closed in New York down a dollar to $879.90 an ounce. Silver rose 12 cents to $15.90. Meanwhile, gold may smash the $1,000 barrier as soon as this summer should the dollar continue its slide, said Goldman Sachs. More at SwissAmerica.com. Gold should be telling you many things. First, inflation is 2 to 3 times higher than reported. Second, the Fed will sacrifice the dollar to fight a recession. Third, gold prices, having already tripled since 2001, must nearly triple again to exceed their 1980 high. Swiss America has compressed 25 years into a 25-minute Gold 101 DVD kit that's free. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-289-2646.
If you've never heard the term chelation therapy before, it doesn't mean very much. But to a person who uses chelation therapy to get and then stay healthy, it's meant the difference between leading merely a life and leading a great and healthy life. Experience the benefits of better vascular health and cleaner living with Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass. It's chelation therapy made easy. In order to promote better living, you've got to break old habits and start anew. That's what makes Cardio One so special. It's specially designed to help rid your body of the impurities that act as an impediment to better health. More importantly, Cardio One users know it works. Find out today how to live better and live longer, get Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass, and become one of the millions of people who have discovered the benefits of chelation therapy. To order, just send $43.95 to Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
I'm proud to have the Paragon Foundation as a sponsor of the Derry Brownfield Show. But what is the Paragon Foundation and what do they do? Well, here's G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
This is not a job to us. This is something that we believe in our very hearts and our very souls. And all of us have been involved in these scraps. My family lost everything they had, and there's no way to go back and get that. There's nothing that can ever be done to get my family or all those other families back their property, and I understand that. But the things that we learned right there, we can turn around and keep somebody that's listening today or somebody that will call today, keep them from losing their property. And that's where I think the value in this foundation is.
Join the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free, 877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, a man who says everything is funny as long as it's happening to somebody else, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Now, I was quoting you some information from the United Kingdom Telegraph. This is a UK newspaper, and they dub Bush a stimulus plan. See, they know this stuff before we do, but they're calling it the New Deal. Now, this is exactly what FDR, Franklin D. Roosevelt, called his plan to get us out of the Depression when he took office on this day 75 years ago. Now, we still had the Depression and Depression times right up until the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. Things were, I don't remember all the details, but I remember enough to know that it was after we got involved in World War II that things started getting better as far as the economy is concerned. Wages went up, and interestingly enough, when things started getting better, or we saw it, people didn't call that inflation. They said times are getting better. Now, Roosevelt had this New Deal. And there's a lot of people didn't agree with it because everything he did was unconstitutional. I mean, the federal government had no business, none whatsoever, coming up with programs like the WPA. That's the We Peddle Around bunch, although it was the Workers' Progressive Administration, the CCC, the Commodity Credit Corporation. No, that was a Civilian Conservation Corps. They came up with all these plans to put money out into the economy, which it did, and it kept people surviving. A lot of folks says, hey, this is not constitutional, and he shouldn't be doing that. So this young kid takes his grandfather, to his church on one Sunday morning. And the old gentleman goes to church with his grandson. And as they were going out the door, you know, the preacher's there, and they're shaking hands with everybody. And the old gentleman shakes hands with him. And the grandson says, look, he said, I want to introduce you to our new preacher. And he did, and he says, you know, he's the son of the bishop. And the old man couldn't hear very good. He says, eh? He says, he's the son of the bishop. He says, what you say? And the kid, yeah. He said, he's the son of the bishop. And the old man said, yeah. He said, all them new dealers are. Now, this goes back a long ways. But is Bush's new deal going to be the son of the bishop? You don't know. We don't know yet, but we'll see what happens. Is Bush going to give away the farm just to keep the economy from crashing? And I don't think he can keep the economy from crashing if it's going to crash. Nobody says it is, but he thinks it is, or he wouldn't have his plunge protection team out there working. Now, Bush says Bernanke says he's going to cut interest rates. And they're talking about cutting, like really, really, really cutting interest rates. I mean, knock either a half or a percent off at once. And I watched somebody else they had on, and it was not Craig Smith, but somebody else was on, kind of had the other side of the story on Cavuto yesterday, and he said they need to knock it off at least a point and a half. So that would, what is interest now? I can't remember. It's four something, but it would go down to, you know, three, under three maybe. I don't know. Anyway, additional cuts, all that's going to do is just weaken the dollar further. It's going to put a bigger burden on the consumers from that standpoint. But what also it's going to do, if they raise interest rates, it's going to create more bankruptcy. So before he left on his victory tour to the Mideast, Bush was saying, and here's what he said, I'm quoting the president, when Congress comes back, I look forward to working with them to deal with the economic realities of the moment and to assure the American people that we will do everything we can to make sure we remain a prosperous country. Now, if you go back and get the old newspapers of back in the 1930s, in the 1920s or early 30s, you will see exactly these same comments. I'm talking about before 1929, all right? You will see these same, wouldn't be the early 30s, before 1929, these politicians were making exactly the same comments they're making today, which tends to be a little bit scary. Because you say, hey, here's what Herbert Hoover said, here's what some of the other, the Secretary of the Treasury, and I've got a bunch of those quotes someplace. Should have brought some of them in here today, but anyway, he says, when I come back, now he's over in the Middle East, he said, I look forward to working with them to deal with the economic realities of the moment and to assure the American people that we will do everything we can to make sure we remain a prosperous country. There will be more rate cuts by the Fed. Now, he didn't say that. This means that gold and oil will continue to soar, and the dollar will continue to lose value. Housing, now this is kind of interesting. Housing, when they had the dot-com bust, you know, when was that? In 2000, wasn't it, that we saw the stock market break? Housing stayed strong during the dot-com bust. Not this time. The whole system is keeling over, and it could take the bond market along with it. As the two equity bubbles lose gas, consumer spending will stall, business activity will slow, more workers will get laid off, and prices will tumble. I'm quoting here a fellow by the name of David Rosenberg, and he is with Merrill Lynch, by the way, okay? He says these problems will be further aggravated by the lack of personal savings and the huge debt load, which will push increasing numbers of homeowners, credit card customers, even student loan recipients into default. By 2009, now that's, what, 12 months from now, right? Bankruptcy will be the fastest-growing fad in American pop culture. Then he goes on and talks about the home prices. Many experts are now predicting that home prices will dip 30% by the end of 2008. That means nearly 20 million homeowners will owe more on their mortgage than the current value of their house. Now, this I can relate to, because this is exactly what happened to agriculture back in the 1980s. There were very few farmers, except for some old-timers that gave $14 an acre for their land at the courthouse square back in 1934 and had it all paid for and didn't buy big machinery and was very, very conservative. But any farmer that borrowed money during the 1960s and the 70s, and I'm talking about big money to buy land with or buy new tractors and these things, they had more money borrowed at the banks than their land was worth. And I mean, this was a high percentage of farmers back at that time. I used to, and back when I first started doing banquet speaking, and we did a lot of it back in those days. In January, February, and March, I was actually out of the office probably more than I was in the office or in the studio, because back in those days we had seed corn companies individually owned. We had seed, feed, and fertilizer operations where people owned them, or they were little local co-ops, and they all had farmer appreciation nights, and people were making a little bit of money, and they were coming in, and they'd have me to come speak, and it was a lot of fun. But anyhow, I remember so very, very well how much money people had borrowed back in those days and how high things had gotten. And I used to use it as an example. I said, how many of you in here tonight, raise your hand, this was back when we had a lot of old-timers that had bought cheap land during your depression. I said, how many of you in here tonight have a pickup truck sitting in your driveway that cost more than your farm did? And you'd be surprised how many people, yeah, they did, because they bought this stuff. And Jeff and I were talking about it a while ago. Farms were selling $15, $20, and poor land, maybe $10 an acre. And you could buy that stuff. And even when I first started buying, when I was teaching vocational agriculture, you could still buy old hill land in Missouri for $30 an acre. I've got a good friend's son. I was a friend of his dad's for years, that they put together a lot of land for cheap. I mean, but it wasn't cheap then because nobody had the $30. And the banks wouldn't loan it to you. If you wanted to buy a farm, banks wouldn't loan it to you. And we've said this over and over again. But if you've got enough money to borrow money, you don't need the bank's money. This is usually the way it works. Anyhow, they're telling us that many experts are now predicting that home prices will dip 30% by the end of 2008. These farm prices dip 50, 60%. Farmland that was selling for $1,000 an acre went down to $200. I'm talking about in the 1980s when interest hit 20%. Now let's take another break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes. And they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
And we have returned. Now, we were talking about negative equity here, and that's when what you have mortgaged is worth less than the money you have borrowed on it. And this particular writer says 40% of all homeowners in the United States is going to be in this situation by the end of next year. Experts already know that when homeowners have negative equity, they are much more inclined to put their keys in the mailbox and skip town. And that's when, and we talked about this the other day, they call that jingle mail. Anyhow, Secretary of the Treasury Henry Paulson is trying to put together a national rate freeze, for whatever a rate freeze is, to avoid what could be the most devastating surge of foreclosures the world has ever seen. Now, remember rate freeze. Write that down on my little yellow sheet. F-R-E-E-Z, rate freeze. Well, that will probably show up in Bush's the State of the Union message. See if it does. But anyway, we'll just wait and see. But he says he's going to, Paulson now says they're going to have this rate freeze. Now, remember, this plunge protection team came in and has given Bush all this advice. Paulson's rate freeze does not offer new hope, but rather a lifetime of servitude paying off an asset of ever-decreasing value. Now, this is what I said a while ago. I think what they're doing is just prolonging the agony. And maybe we should get on Johnny Oliver's toboggan and just head down the mountain as fast as we can. The agony won't be any worse. Such homeowners are better off. Here's what this guy's saying. Such homeowners are better off taking the hit, letting the bank repo the house. Let the bank worry about it. They created this mess, all right? The housing bubble is deflating faster than anyone had anticipated. Overall sales have slipped more than 40% from the peak of 2005. Now, but prices have gone down a mere 6.5%. Now, that's why you see all these signs on for sale signs in people's front yards. the overall sales have dropped 40%, but the price has only gone down 6.5%. But there's a lot of houses out there that are not being sold. You see, these homeowners think, you know, maybe this thing's going to turn around and I can get my money back out of this. This is a much bigger issue than the subprime. This writer says we're taking trillions of dollars worth of losses. In 2002, the median price of a single-family home in Los Angeles was $270,000. By 2006, it was $540,000. That's how much it went up. Now, if you had the house bought for $270,000, you're not hurting. But if you came in during this push to buy homes and gave that high price for us, you're in a heap of trouble. He says all that has changed. The banks have tightened up their lending standards, and jumbo loans over $400,000 are nearly impossible to get. We're going to take the final break of the hour. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, and you are listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special bred cow, cow-calf pair, bred heifer, and bull sale along with the regular Thursday sale. Now, that's Thursday, January the 24th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Wendell's expecting 500 head for the special cow sale, which will sell ahead of the regular auction cattle. Now, the sale will start at 12:30, and the cows will be first to sell. A lot of cows in there are mostly black baldies, but also several offerings of Charolais crosses. And several of them have calves by their sides. Brian Cost will be in with some of the Charolais crossbreds and also a nice string of 30 black heifers. S&S Cattle Company has a 56-head offering. Doug Fleshman and Sheila Smith have also consigned some nice heifers. Many of these heifers have been ultrasounded and vaccinated and bred to easy calving bulls. That's for the special cow and bred heifer sale coming up this Thursday, January the 24th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
The American agriculture movement supports the development of alternative energy production by using lesser polluting biodiesel, ethanol, and wind energy. But AAM believes another source of energy capable of increasing United States energy independence and helping economic development and jobs in rural America is overlooked. It's biomass. Biomass is organic, non-fossil material and can replace the use of some fossil fuels. Production of ethanol from corn benefits producers about $1 billion. Use of excess ag biomass could increase farmers' income by $10 billion or more and competes very well with fossil fuels. For more information or to join the American agriculture movement, call 605-993-6201. That's 605-993-6201 or go online at aaminc.org.
And we have returned. Now, many, and we've named them over and over again. We don't have time to do that now, but you know the major banks in the United States, many of them, and most, and they're very prestigious. The prestigious investment banks is what they're called, but they are undercapitalized. They say there's undercapitalized by hundreds of billions of dollars. Now, I can't even imagine what $100 billion is. How many billions does it take to make a trillion, Jeff? Do you know? Don't worry about it. We're not going to have that. That's one problem I don't have right now is to do anything with $100 billion. But this article is picking out some of these things called structured investments that are being downgraded on a weekly basis. Many of the bank's main source of revenues have vanished as investor interest in sophisticated mortgage-backed bonds and derivatives has disappeared altogether. Now, they talk about CDOs and ALT-A mortgages. I don't know what any of this stuff is. And interestingly enough, My number three kid, number two son, is a certified financial planner. And it's been a year ago, I guess, back when I saw some of this information happening, and it was beginning to come out now in certain areas, I asked him about some of these things. Oh, he said, we don't deal in any of that. We don't know anything about it. And apparently this has been kind of a secretive thing because, you know, you'd think a certified financial planner know just about everything there is to know about planning financials, wouldn't you not? But he'd heard of this stuff, but he said, you know, and he spent hours and hours, I mean weeks, studying and passing tests in order to get this certificate. And he said, we don't deal in CDOs and all these other things. But these banks apparently did. The Federal Reserve now has tried to resolve this issue by opening a temporary auction facility. It's called a TAF, which allows the banks to, and get this, it allows the banks to secretly borrow billions from the Federal Reserve without the embarrassment of disclosing the transaction to the public. Did you get that? The Fed's putting money into these banks. They can secretly borrow billions without the embarrassment of disclosing the transaction to the public. They call it a sweetheart deal. And more than 100 financial institutions have already taken advantage of this money. This indicates that the banks are seriously overextended, or you can call it, they call it capital impaired, and need a handout from the central bank to keep from defaulting. There's all kinds of things here, and I don't, like I said, and my son didn't know what they were, but credit default swaps, for example. What is a credit default swap? I don't have any idea, but some of the things that these banks have done, it apparently, it didn't swap out very good. Everyone seems to agree that this is not a typical economic downturn resulting from overproduction and underconsumption. It's a crashing of humongous equity bubbles that were generated by the Fed's abusive expansion of credit. Many believe that the unwinding of these bubbles will trigger a round of hyperinflation, which is already evident in soaring food prices, energy, and health care costs. These prices are bound to increase substantially as the Fed continues to cut rates and further undermine the dollar. And we are just about out of time here. But anyhow, he said the banks can't extend credit to responsible loan applicants. In other words, somebody comes in there that's got plenty of assets. He don't have any problem, got a good financial sheet. They don't even have the money to loan out. So anyway, we'll just have to wait and see what happens. And I'm sure everything's in good hands because the president and Ben Bernanke are working on this, and they're highly intelligent folks. Now may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.